What would be the first?
希伯来书第十一章第二十八节，他因着信就守逾越节，行歃血的礼，免得那灭长子的临近以色列人。大家一同来读，他因着信就守逾越节，行歃血的礼，免得那灭长子的临近以色列人。我们再次低头祷告。
Yeah, that's great.
主啊，求你赐福以下的时间，正如你赐福以上的时间，给我们讲解这段圣经的时候，求主你的光照耀我们的心，给我们更明白你在历史中间所行的大事，也更明白这些事对我们生命的意义。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的名求你。阿门。前面的一节，我们看见摩西不怕王怒。
Earlier we see that Moses was not afraid of the king.
他离开了埃及。
And he left Egypt.
摩西经过四十年的考验。
He has gone through 40 years of trial.
他侍奉主的心智好像快要消灭了。
But when he was as if not encouraged anymore.
他地上的年月差不多已经完了。
When his days on earth seem to have been ending.
诗篇第九十篇里面这样写。
In Psalms 90 he said.
人的年月是七十岁。
The years of a man is about 70 years. 如果
是强壮，可以到八十岁。
And if he's strong, maybe 80
years. 所以当摩西到了八十岁的时候
，When Moses was 80,
同那一十个代的人来相比
，When compared to the people of his generation,
他知道他已经进到最后一段的时间。
He knew that he has entered into the last stage.
年轻的血气方刚，用人的办法来侍奉上帝。
When he was young, he was impulsive and wanted to use his ways to.
神不愿意他用这样的办法。
But God did not want that.
所以神就苦练他。
And God tried him.
神把他抛弃。
And left him in the wilderness.
给他四十年这个独居的生活。
For 40 years he was isolated.
一些的才干都不能用。
All his talents were useless.
英雄无用武之地。
Like a hero without a place.
这是一种很痛苦的孤单。
A very painful loneliness.
当摩西到了八十岁的时候
，When Moses was 80,
神的呼召来了。
The calling of God came.
神要用他。
God wants to use him.
人的尽头常常是神的开头。
Sometimes the end seems to be the beginning of God.
当你感到自己可以用的时候，可以被上帝用的时候
，When you think that you can be used by God,
上帝说我不要用你。
God may say I will not want to use you.
当你感到你自己大有才干的时候
，When you think you have great talent,
神说你的才干太不上用场。
God would say your talent is useless.
当一个年轻人就主啊，我帮助你的圣工的时候
，When a young person say God, I will help you in your ministry.
上帝说我不需要你的帮助。
God would say I need not have you.
今天许多人侍奉主有一个很错误的一个观念。
Many of us have this wrong concept of serving.
就是我来贡献一些帮助教会。
That is, I will come and contribute to the church.
我来出一些钱支持教会。
I will give some money to support the church.
我来做一些工作来去贡献给上帝的国度。
I will do something to contribute to the kingdom of God.
教会里面有许多不对的地方，我来帮助他。
There are many people in the church. I will help them.
神就兴办你。
God will rebuild you.
神不需要我们这样的帮助。
He need not have our help.
我常常对我的同工说
，I always say to my co-workers,
你们不是来帮忙。
You are not here to help.
你与我一样是来学习。
Like me, you are here to learn.
我们不是来贡献。
We are not here to contribute.
我们是来侍奉。
We are here to serve.
神不需要人帮助他。
Because God need not have help.
神不需要人贡献一些给他。
He need not have us contribute to him.
一切我们能带来侍奉的都是从神而来的。
Because everything that we bring to serve came from God.
所以摩西经过四十年以后
After 40 years.
感到自己毫无所用。
Moses thought he was nothing.
年月已经差不多结束的时候
His years was about to end.
神呼召他。
And God called him.
上帝对摩西的呼召
，The calling of God to Moses
是比对亚伯兰呼召更特殊的
，was more special than the calling to Abraham.
因为神用一个很大的神迹
，He used a great miracle.
使摩西看见那个几乎不可能的事情就在他眼前里面显现出来了。
That Moses could see something that was miraculous.
有一堆荆棘被火烧着
，A bush was burning.
但是这个荆棘呢却没有损坏。
But the bush was not burned.
所以他的好奇心使他很注意去看他。
He was curious and he paid attention.
当你走到荆棘面前的时候
，When he came to the bush,
他不明白这是怎么一件事。
He couldn't understand it.
他以为他是站在主体性的地位去研究这个现象的问题。
He thought that he was subjective and he could understand this.
上帝就把这个局面完全转过来了。
And God turned it around.
他是站在一个客体性的地位。
That he had to understand that he's objective.
不是研究者。
He's not the researcher.
他履行上帝给他一个很严格的要求。
But a person who need to obey the very strict commandments of God.
摩西，摩西，把你的脚上的鞋脱下来。
Moses, Moses, take off your sandals.
因为你所站的地方是圣地。
The place you're standing upon is sacred.
什么地方, 什么时候, 那个地方变成圣地呢?
When did this place become sacred?
这个地方为什么叫做圣地呢?
Why do we call it sacred?
神同在的地方,
the place where God is.
那就是圣界的境界。
Is the place which is holy.
当神对人说话的地方,
the place where God spoke to
him.
It is a holy environment. It's just as Jacob having a vision at Peniel.
他就把旷野叫做上帝的殿, 这是天的门,
he called that place the temple of God.
这样当神对摩西说话的时候,
when God spoke to Moses,
神把那个呼召临到摩西的时候,
when his calling came upon Moses,
神把意象象的显明出来的时候,
when he showed his vision to Moses,
那个地方就分别为圣, 叫做圣地,
that place is sanctified as holy.
上帝说你所站的地方是圣地,
God said the place you are standing upon is holy.
这个字在希伯来文是 Kodesh,
in Hebrew is Kodesh.
这个就是后来在印尼文变成 Kudus.
In Indonesian is Kudus.
这个从阿拉伯人希伯来文都有一些关系在里面。
There's a relationship all the way to the Arabic language. Kodesh.
这个字就第一次出现在历史的中间了。
It appeared for the first time.
你说圣经里面不是有分别为圣, 创世纪第一章就讲了圣这个字吗?
But Genesis also has the word holy.
那些都是启示摩西以后才写下的。
And these all came about after the revelation to Moses.
但是这个字还没有启示以前, 神把圣这个字先讲出来。
But before the revelation, the word holy came from God.
摩西就脱了鞋。
And Moses took away his
摩西就跪拜在上帝面前。
And then worship God.
摩西就领受上帝的这个启示,
and receive this revelation.
领受上帝的呼召,
and receive his calling.
领受上帝的命令,
receive his commandment.
这个人就是第一个写下全世界第一本圣经的人。
He was the first person to write a book in the
Bible. 他把上帝的创造天地, 人的堕落, 神的预备, 有拯救的应许都写出来。
He wrote the creation, the fall of man, the promise of salvation all together.
我们旧约圣经里面前面的五本书是摩西一个人所写的。
The first five books of the Bible was written by Moses.
摩西是领受神的呼召, 神的启示才写下来的。
He received the calling and the revelation of God before he wrote all this.
神对摩西的呼召, 对摩西的这个显现, 在这一个就是他的第一次的经验。
And this was the first experience he had with God.
摩西, 摩西, 把你的鞋子脱下来。
Moses, Moses, take off your sandals.
因为你所站的地方是圣地。
For the place where you're standing is holy God.
每次当我们与神会面的时候,
every time we meet with God,
那是一个神圣的时刻。
It is a holy moment.
每个地方神拣选与我们相会的时候,
every time that God chose to meet us,
伟圣的时间同地点。
It is a time and space that has been set aside for you.
这也成为我们生命中间最神圣的时刻。
It becomes the most holy time of our life.
摩西现在亲自听见上帝的话语。
Moses now hear God himself.
我要差遣你到埃及去。
I will send you to Egypt.
你要站在法老的面前。
You will stand before Pharaoh.
你要吩咐他说,
and you will command him.
我要他把以色列百姓释放出来。
And let my people go.
让他们在旷野侍奉他们的上帝。
That they may worship their God in the wilderness.
你要对以色列百姓说,
and say to the Israelites,
我要拯救他们。
I will rescue you.
上帝虽然好像迟延,
although God seemed to have been slow,
他的救恩一定要来到,
but his salvation will come.
上帝的时间好像我们没有办法预测,
we cannot fathom the timing of God.
他一定照着他永恒性的时间表做他的事情,
but by his timeless calendar, he will do his work.
摩西还没有死以前,
before Moses died,
摩西年老的时候,
when he was old,
神的呼召来到,
the calling of God came.
就在这个好像没有用的老人身上,
upon this seemingly useless old person,
显明能做的事不是靠他的青春、活力、血气、翻刚这些地上的才能。
It shows that the work of God is not done by physical youth or talent.
摩西知道最后的这40年, 他是每天仰望上帝, 每天依靠上帝, 才可以做上帝的工作。
And Moses knew that the last 40 years he had to rely on God every single day.
因为这是神圣的神给他的呼召。
This is a calling from the Holy God.
摩西听见这句话的时候,
when Moses heard this,
他马上对上帝说我是做口笨事的人。
He said immediately to God, I'm slowing tongue.
我不能胜任这个大的工作。
I cannot do this great work.
摩西讲这话的时候是诚实的或者是说谎的。
Was he honest or was he lying?
圣经岂不是说他是说话行事都有才能, 有学了埃及人一切学问的一个知识分子吗？
Did the Bible not say that he was articulate and had great knowledge of the Egyptians?
他是非常有口才的人。
He was a person that was articulate.
为什么在上帝面前说我是拙口笨舌的人呢？
But before God, he said he was slow in tongue.
我相信最少有两个大的原因。
I believe there are two great reasons.
一个原因就是他40年没有办法应用他的口才。
The first one was the 40 years in the wilderness.
他只有跟羊群混在一起，没有机会好好训练或者使用他的这个雄辩的才干。
He lived among the sheep, so he didn't have many opportunities to speak.
所以这40年没有用的口，现在不能讲话。
And now he couldn't speak well.
我也不能把强高大的理论把它讲出来。
And I cannot articulate great theories.
这个角度来看，我相信他是诚实的。
From this angle, he was probably honest.
第二个可能性，
the second possibility,
面对新的法老王。
He's facing a new pharaoh.
40年以后，
after 40 years,
以色列人受了这么多的痛苦，
the Israelites were oppressed.
我怎样跟他辩论也没有办法感动他的心。
I probably cannot debate with him to move his heart.
所以他这个时候已经失去了从前的身份。
He has left his previous status.
从前王宫里面有他的房间。
In the past, he was living in the palace.
王宫里面有他使用他权力的这个机会。
There's opportunity for him to have power.
但是现在已经今非昔比了。
But this is not the same.
他已经流浪40年了。
He has left for 40 years.
他是黑名单里面要被追击的人。
He is a person on the black list.
他是杀过埃及人要就范的人。
A person who has killed an Egyptian.
我再回到王宫里面去了。
And if I were to return to the
palace
and see the pharaoh,
这不是我的权柄，是我的危机。
It will be a crisis for me.
所以我连这个事情不能解决，怎样对他讲这些上帝的旨意呢？
How can I talk to him about will of God when I cannot say myself?
主啊，我是拙口笨舌的。
Oh Lord, I am slow in speech.
上帝会不会因为你有足够的理由拒绝他的呼召，就是好了，那你不必去了？
Will God just give way because you have reasons?
这是我们幼稚的思想。
This is our immature thinking.
神是定制的神。
God is a God of who sets his
will. 永恒中间立了他的心愿。有了他的计划的上帝。
In eternity, God has set His will and plan.
上帝不愿意听我们任何推脱的借口。
God is not interested in our excuses.
神的回答是说：“摩西，是谁造你的口？
The reply,
是谁造你的舌头？”
The reply of God is, "Who made your mouth and your tongue?"
你既然对我说我是拙口笨舌的人吗？
How can you say to me you are slow in speech?
你既然讲这个话，
How dare you say that?
我要差遣亚伦陪着你一同去。
So I will send Aaron to take your place.
亚伦要作为你的口。
He will take your place as a mouthpiece.
他会作为你的先知。
He will be your prophet.
先知就是出口，就代言人的意思。
A prophet is a spokesman.
你去吧。
Go.
我告诉你，我们不能推迟神的呼召。
We cannot chase or throw away the call of God.
不能抗拒上帝的旨意。
We cannot oppose His will.
当一个人感觉到我不做，我有足够理由的时候，神还是照样要你去做。
When a person says, "I have enough excuses," God will still insist.
他说：“神去巴上把另外一个人名字提出来，告诉你，我有我自己的办法。”
And God will mention another name to tell you that He has His methods.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
神的感动在我们身上的时候。
When the Lord moves us.
当神向我们显明他旨意的时候。
When He showed us His will.
当我们有一些应当做的事情我们不做的时候。
When there are some things we ought to do but we do not.
神还是要你去做。
God will still insist.
神要把你的应该的福分分一些给别人。
But He will take some of your blessings for others.
因为神不依靠我们。
He does not rely on us.
他乃是使用我们。
He uses us.
给我们机会。
And gives us opportunity.
不是我侍奉他。
It's not that I serve Him.
他给我机会。
But He has given me opportunity.
不是我帮助他。
It's not that I've helped Him.
是他把荣耀分享给我们。
It's that He has given me glory.
使我们在他工作里面有份。
That we can partake in His ministry.
当神一这么讲的时候。
When God said that.
摩西完全没有再与神辩论的可能性了。
There was no other opportunity to debate for Moses.
他只能顺服上帝。
He could only obey.
然后让他的哥哥陪他一同去做这样的事情。
That his brother could go with him.
这样摩西就进到王宫里面去了。
And Moses went into the palace.
但是摩西在对上帝讲，我还要问一句话。
But he asked another thing.
如果以色列百姓问我说是谁派你来的？
If the Israelites asked me who sent me,
那我要怎么回答他？
What would I tell them?
所以主啊，你告诉我。
Oh Lord, tell me this.
你的名字叫做什么？
What is your name?
好叫我可以对以色列人说是某某人，某某神吩咐他我去的。
Then I may answer to the Israelites.
这是圣经里面第一次的问题解答。
This is the first question and answer in the Bible.
人问神就答。
The question came from man and God answered.
问的第一个问题就是神名叫什么？
The first question, what is your name?
上帝怎么回答 摩西呢?
What was the answer of God?
你去告诉以色列百姓,
Go tell the people of Israel
说,
and say,
那自由拥有的上帝差我到你们中间来。
I am who I am and I have sent you.
这句话就变成了基督教, 这个圣经里面最伟大的神的自称的名字。
This became the greatest description of God.
所有宗教里面的神, 都是人对他们的神的称呼。
All the names of the God in other faith are the names that are given by man.
所有重要的神都是人论到一个叫的神的论到他而写下一些东西出来。
All the gods of other faith are a result of the thinking process of man.
特别在摩西的时代,
especially in the time of Moses.
所有重要的神,
all the gods of the faith
都是人想出来的,
are the result of imagination.
人定名的,
given a name by man.
埃及人有太阳神,
Egyptian has a god of the sun.
埃及人有苍云神,
the god of the flies.
埃及人有牛神, 羊神, 马神,
the god of the cows, goats, and horses.
他们把动物当作神,
they treated the animals as gods.
受造之物的名字,
and used a creator name
来代替创造的上帝,
to replace the god, the creator.
这是后来保罗在罗马书第一章很清楚提到的, 宗教性的堕落的这些现象。
This was what the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 1 about how faith had fallen.
当时摩西的时代, 所有的民族都有他们自己自称呼出来的神。
In the generation of Moses, all people had their own gods.
那摩西问上帝说, 你名叫什么?
When Moses asked God, what is your name?
我告诉以色列百姓说是你差我去。
Then I may tell the Israelites that you have sent me.
他们问我说谁差你来的?
If they ask me who sent me,
我可以清楚告诉他们。
I could explain clearly.
上帝说我是自由拥有的上帝。
God said to Moses, I am who I am.
那自由拥有的上帝差遣摩西到以色列中间去。
I am has sent Moses.
I am who I am.
我是自由拥有的。
这句话超过了所有的宗教。
This is greater than all faith.
这句话超过了所有的文化。
All culture.
这句话也超过了所有哲学里面的上帝观念的讨论。
And greater than all philosophical debates about God.
这是自称。
This is a self-description.
人称的自称,
from the first person,
上帝自己介绍自己说,
God gave a self-introduction,
我是现今存在的,
I am now,
我是永远现今存在的,
I am now forever,
我是现今存在到永远,
I am existing now till eternity,
我是自我存在, 自我永远存在的,
I am self-existing forever,
I am that I am,
我是自由拥有的。
这句话中文圣经翻译成自由拥有是很伟大的翻译。
The translation in Chinese is very great.
Okay, 他说完全不依靠他们。
In other words, it's completely independent.
有一点像老子所讲的独立而不改。
It is a bit like what Lao Tzu said, a complete independence.
周行而不殆。
The circulation is constant.
是我存在。
A self-existence.
是我成全。
A self-accomplishment.
是我永恒。
A self-existing.
是我成了万有源头的那个永存者。
A self-source of all things.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
A self-existent God.
自由的上帝,
self-sufficient God.
自存的上帝,
a self-eternal God.
自永存的上帝,
God himself.
就是上帝本身。
So, 这是 subjectivity of the truth in person.
这就是上帝主观性的存在,
主体性的永恒的位格, 主体性真理的永恒的位格。 所以这位上帝说, 我就是, 那至存永存的那一位。
And this God said that I am the self-existing one.
除了神的自尊永存之外, 有没有其他的神之外的自尊永存呢?
Other than the self-existing God, is there another self-existing God?
没有,
no.
只有神的自尊永存才是神真正的本质。统计好。
The self-existence of God is the true mark of God.
因为神是创造,
because he is a creator.
所以在他之外, 从虚无, 变成存有的，因为他成为万有的根基。
The outside of God, everything came about from nothing, and he became the foundation of all things.
因为他的创造,
because of his creation,
事物变成有,
from nothing to something.
因为他的生命,
because of his life,
被造者有他所赐的生命。
All creatures have the life that he has given.
像我们的存有不是自由的。
Our existence therefore is not free.
我们的存有是因创造而有的。
Our existence came about because of creation.
我们的存在不是自存的。
Our existence is not self-existing.
我们的存在是根据他的存在而存在。
Our existence is in accordance to his existence.
所以我们没有一个人有自存性。
And none of us are self-existing.
我们没有一个人有永存性。
None of us can live forever.
那么我们存在，既然根据它的存在
，Since our existence is in accordance to this existence，
存在是根据自己存在的存在。
But his existence is based on his own existence.
神就变成万有的真正的存在的因。
And so he became the cause of all existence.
所以他可以说我是自由拥有的上帝。
And so he can say, I am a self-existing God.
这句话如果不是从神起始。
If it is not revealed by God,
就不可能从被造的头脑想出这样的一个观念出来。
The concept can never come from a created reason.
因被造者的存在。
The existence of the creature
是一个偶存性的存在。
Came about because of a coincidence.
所以我们这个存在是 contingency existence.
Our existence is a contingency one.
神的存在是非偶在。偶存性的存在
But that is not the case for God.
神是永存的
God is self-existing.
我的存在在世界的日子
My existing since on earth
是生的时候开始死的时候结束
Starts when I'm born and ends when I die.
我的孩子的存在是我生到一半还没有死以前他再生出来
My children exist in the midst of my own life.
在我生存一半他生出来了
They are born in the midst of my life.
那我生存的结束，他继续活下去。
But when I die, my children will carry on.
所以我的偶存性，他的偶存性，在别人的偶存性，在另一代的偶存性，偶存性继续算下去。我们没有一个是永存性的存在。
All these existences are contingency existence. None is eternal.
上帝的存在是 in contingency of existence.
Unique in contingency is in the existence of God.
神就没有有不存的任何一个时刻在他里面。
Therefore, there is not a single moment where God does not exist.
神的存在是一切存在最连续性的永恒的根基。
He is the foundation of all eternal existence.
所以神对摩西说
，And God said to Moses,
这样一位上帝，今天差你去。
This God sends you today.
你去站在王帝的面前。
Stand before the king.
摩西离开了埃及四十年。
Moses left Egypt for 40 years.
现在他要回去。
Now that he has returned,
他回去面对法老王的时候
，to face the Pharaoh,
是世界最大的帝国、最高的宝座上面最有权威的人。
To meet a person who controls the greatest kingdom at that time.
你凭着什么胆量站在这样的王命面前
？Are you bold enough to stand in front of such a king?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当他真正认识上帝的永存性的以后
，When he truly understands the eternity of God,
他就更看出其他的一切都是偶存性的。
He realized that all other things is a contingent.
永存的上帝面前，偶存性的王算什么呢
？Before the eternal God, what is a temporal king?
这个暂时的王帝有一天都要死的。
This temporal king will die one day.
所以我不必惧怕。
So I'm not afraid.
站在他面前
，I will stand before him.
把上帝的权柄宣布出来
，to declare the power of God.
把上帝的旨意讲清楚。
And talk to him about the will of God.
王顺从我的上帝。
And I want the king to obey my God.
这个从我自己的观念来说，就叫做全本圣经统一性的先知的精神。
From my own concept, this is the consistent spirit of the Pharaoh.
先知的就 prophets.
The prophets.
先知的精神是什么精神呢
？What is the spirit of the prophets?
就是看神的宝座高过人宝座的精神。
And this spirit is to see the throne of God higher than the throne of man.
看神的权柄高过人权柄的精神。
The power of God higher than the power of man.
高过神的国度高过人的国度的精神。
The kingdom of God higher than the kingdom of man.
摩西是这样的一个先知。
Moses was such a prophet.
他站在偶存性的王的面前。
And so when he stand before the king of contingent existence,
宣布神永存性的旨意。
And declare the will of eternal God.
世界的国度算什么呢
？What is the kingdoms of the world?
世界的宝座多高呢
？What about the thrones of the world?
这世界的王权多大呢
？What about the power of the world?
他站在一个必死的人面前。
All of them will die.
替永远活着的上帝做见证。
And Moses stand before these people to bear witness for eternal God.
上帝呼召一个人做他工作的时候
，When God calls a person to work for him,
神可以从粪堆中间提拔穷乏的人。
He could call people from the middle of a dump.
把泥带到王子同坐的位置上。
And also elevate clay to the status of a
prince. You will become those people who represent God to stand before the rulers of the world.
你会变成代表上帝在各王的面前来代表他。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
摩西以这样的先知精神 进到法老的王宫里面。
With such a prophetic spirit, he came before the Pharaoh.
今天教会这样的身份的觉悟在哪里呢？
Where is the realization of this status today?
今天有谁敢责备政府错误的措施？
How many of us dare to rebuke the government for doing the wrong thing?
有多少神学家敢指出这个世界的哲学家错误的地方在哪里？
How many theologians can point out the problems of the philosophies of the world?
世界的权柄这么高的时候。
When the power of the world is
raised such as high stage, 没有条件的完全顺服了。
We become obedient and compromised.
当我看见自己权柄做出了一些错误出来的时候。
When we see the mistakes made by these powers,
我们没有先知精神批判这个世界。
We do not have this prophetic spirit to rebuke them.
神的仆人不是如此。
This was not the case for the servant of
God. 你看伊利亚是这样。
Elijah was like this.
你看先知何西亚是这样。
Hosea the prophet.
你看耶利米是这样。
Jeremiah.
你看大利利是这样。
Daniel.
你看以赛亚是这样
Isaiah,
你看施洗约翰是这样
John the Baptist,
你看保罗是这样
the Apostle Paul,
他们站在巡抚大人的面前
All of them stood before the governor,
他们站在西律王的面前
and stood before King Herod,
他们站在外邦君王的面前
and stood before the Gentile kings,
在尼布贾尼撒的面前
and before Nebuchadnezzar,
他们宣布神的权柄在人的国中占位掌权
And declare that the power of God is ruling the government of men.
王啊
King.
但你对尼布加尼撒说
Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar,
你必变成像牛一样
You will be like a cow.
吃草经过七期那么才恢复
After seven seasons of grass, then there will be
life. 当他把神的旨意讲出来的时候
When he revealed the will of God,
他心里一点没有惧怕
He was not afraid.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天的神意代表神站在世界统治者的面前
Who among us will represent God before the rulers of the world?
讲应该讲的话语
To say things that ought to be spoken of
18年前
18 years ago
当菲律宾面对很大的困难的时候
When Philippines was going through difficulties
整个国家在摇动的中间
The entire country was in turmoil
他们就请我对两万人讲一次的演讲
They asked me to speak to 20,000 people
而且他要用我用英文来讲
In English
他们的题目叫做 The Deliverance of God in the Time of Crisis
The title is the deliverance of God in times of crisis.
神在危机中间的救拔。
How will God save them in the midst of the crisis?
那我就从这个东京飞到这个 Manila 去。
I flew to Manila from Tokyo.
只有一个晚上的聚会。
Just one evening.
整个 Manila 的这个所有的柱子，就是那些高速公路的柱子下面都贴了这个广告，也贴了我照照片。
And I saw publicity material all along the highway pillars.
五万多张的海报都贴上去了。
50,000 posters were displayed.
结果一个18,000座位的地方来了两万多人。
And 20,000 people came to 18,000 stadium.
很多人不能进场。
Many people couldn't
stand. 为什么那个时候有这么多人要听这个信息呢
？Why did so many people come?
因为他们面对很大的困难。
They were facing great crisis.
他们的宗教、文化、政治、社会都面临危机。
They had crisis in their faith, their religion, their society, their politics.
不但如此
，Not only that.
在暗中有六个大学被卖掉了。
In the midst of the secretly six universities were sold.
被谁卖掉呢
？Sold by
被那些贪钱的董事。
By the board of directors.
卖给谁呢？卖给印度的异教 Transcendental Meditation
It was sold to Transcendent Meditation Group
Maharishi 的这个 group
Maharishi
用钱把收买了六个大学
And they bought six universities
把他们从天主教改成变成印度的学所
That they may be converted from Roman Catholic
所以当他们发现这个事情正在进行的时候
When they discovered this problem
知道整个菲律宾在危机的中间
They knew that they are in the midst of crisis
贪污的事情很多
There were lots of corruption
整个教育界动摇了
The entire education.
政治界名气很不好的。
The politicians were having a bad name.
那一天晚上，两万多人来听我讲这个题目。
That evening, 20,000 people came.
我说几十年前，印尼经历过危机。
I said a few decades ago, Indonesia had the same crisis.
神在一个晚上里面拯救了印尼。
God saved Indonesia in one night.
上帝是历史的主宰。
God is the Lord of history.
神的拯救藏在历史中间，在圣经里面我们都可以看见。
The salvation of God in history we can see from the Bible.
今天晚上你们在危机中间。
This evening you are in the midst of crisis.
神会不会救菲律宾呢
？Will God save the Philippines?
我告诉你，神能救菲律宾。
I tell you, God can.
但是神怎样救菲律宾呢
？But how would He do it?
上帝说，我的百姓如果悔改。
God said, if my people will repent,
我就医治你的地。
I will heal their land.
我要恢复你的国家。
I will restore their condition.
我赦免你的罪。
I will forgive your sins.
那天讲到差不多不到一个钟头。
The sermon was less than an hour.
前后的鼓掌几十次。
But many times people applauded.
使我很难再讲下去。
I couldn't continue.
最后我讲一些重要的话。
In the end, I said
something important. 你们愿意不愿意悔改呢？
Are you willing to repent?
我盼望菲律宾人悔改。
I hope that the Filipinos will repent.
最高的总统
from the highest president,
最普通的百姓
to the most common person,
全部悔改在上帝面前
the entire nation will repent.
I hope top from your president unto your people experience a great and true revival before God.
从最高的总统到最普通的人都能够有很大的复兴
and the healing and the deliverance of God in crisis will surely come down on you.
上帝的医治跟救赎就必然来到。
当我讲完道以后
，After I finish，
我呼召今天归向上帝的人站到前面来。
I call upon those who came to God to stand up。
不到三四分钟里面
，Within 30 seconds，
2462个人走到前面。
2,462
人谦卑在上帝面前悔改。
In humility, they
repented. 求主赦免他们。
And ask for forgiveness.
他们聚会完了以后呢
？After the meeting,
大家慢慢离开会场。
When they left,
很严肃的把上帝的话带回家去。
They brought the word of God solemnly home.
那有一个美国人来找我了。
An American came to see me.
这个是委员会里面一个很重要的人。
An important person in the committee.
因为他是这个 FEBC 就是远东福音广播电台里面一个重要的人。
An important person in FEBC.
他们带了一大批的人来做这个专业性的录音。
They brought a lot of people with professional equipment to record.
他比如说，你今天讲的这篇东西。
He said that the sermon today.
我们要在复活节的时候，在这个菲律宾的这个 Channel 4向全国再重播出来。
We want to broadcast it on Easter in Channel 4.
不过。我要对你说
However, I will say this
你刚才讲的两句话我们要把它删掉
We will edit two sentences
我就问他说 Which sentences are you going to erase it?
And I ask him which two
他说呢 You say your president should repent
刚才你说总统需要悔改
That is not good
那是不好的
It is dangerous
很危险
我问他说 dangerous for whom?
I ask him dangerous for whom?
他说 dangerous for you
他说对你来讲是危险的
我说 Why?
为什么
You are going to come again Philippines right
因为你还要回来菲律宾
你还要菲律宾讲到是不是我说 yes God willing I come back again
如果上帝许可我会回来
If you come back again
如果你回来
Because these the two sentences recorded there
因为我们已经录下这两段
You will be rejected
他们就不给你录进
You mentioned about President of Philippines
因为你有说有关于菲律宾总统的事情
那我说你要怎么样
So I say what to do
We are going to erase it
我们会删除它。
We are going to perform this sermon in our TV.
但是我们会播放这一。
For the whole nation.
让全国来看。
Well, that's up to you.
我说是随你。
But I'm not regret saying that.
但是我不后悔。
I still hold on my standpoint.
我所持的立场还是正确的。
The Filipino president should repent.
就是菲律宾的总统需要悔改。
Do you agree?
你相信吗
？I agree.
他说我相信。
But erase that.
但是我还是删除掉。
很固执的。
Very stubborn.
我说 Oh, you'll be responsible to God.
我说你要向上帝负责。
他对我说呢
，He said to me,
"If you come back again,
如果你再来
，easier for you if you do not say that."
如果你不说这样的话，比较容易一点。
今天的很多胆小的、没有信心的人，常以为自己很有智慧，劝勉要这个规劝有胆子、有信心的人。
There are many people who are cowardly, think that they full of wisdom, they want to advise people.
他不知道，我心里就祷告主啊，赦免他，因为他们所说的他不知道。
He didn't know that in my heart I say, "Oh Lord, forgive him. He knows not what he's doing."
然后我对他说
，And I said to him,
"Next time I come back."
下一次我再来的时候
，Probably Marcos is no more a president there.
可能马克思不再是总统。
Well, he had been there for more than 20 years.
他说他已经做总统超过二十年。
我就回答他说
，And I answered,
"My God had been there for 1,000 years."
我的上帝永远都在那里。
结果谈话不欢而散。
But it was not a good answer.
两年以后
，Two years later,
我再到菲律宾的时候
，When I went back to the Philippines,
Marcos 已经下台了。
Marcos has left.
到现在
，till today,
我侍奉的上帝还没有下台。
The God that I serve is still there.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是信心。
This is faith.
这是先知的精神。
This is the prophetic spirit.
这是每个时代应当为神传话的人应当有的胆子。
This is the boldness that all of us need to have when we speak.
摩西不怕王怒。
Moses was not afraid of
the king. 摩西站着代表上帝。
He stood there and represented God.
清楚知道永存的主同永存的人。
I know the eternal God and the temporal man.
你要过去的。
You will pass away.
1998年2月14号。
In 1998,
当许多人正在反对政府的时候。
When many people were against the government.
有很多的基督徒也把黄金拿出来了。
Many Christians took out their gold.
交给全基督教总会的主席。
To give to the chairman of all the Christians.
基督徒关心整个国家经济的情形。
To show that Christians were concerned about the country.
你知道基督教总会的主席把那差不多六公斤的黄金带到哪里吗？
Do you know where this chairman brought the 6 kilogram of gold?
他带到苏哈多的家里送给他。
He brought to 苏哈多 and gave it to him.
那这个电视的播出的基督教关心把这个注意交给总统，因为总统是全国的代表嘛。
And the television broadcast this because he is the representative of the country.
有的教授气得不得了。
There was a professor that was furious.
他说这些人走错路了，献给耶稣的东西献给希律王。
He said that these people have done the wrong thing. The things ought to be given to Jesus. They give it to King Herod.
又还有很多的人在痛苦的中间。
A lot of people were suffering.
我们就决定开一次大会。
And we decided to have a great meeting.
要有十万人的大球场。
To have 100,000 people.
或者苏哈多不准许。
But it was blocked by 苏哈多。
结果缩小变成一个只有一千多人的地方。
And we only had a place that could seat 1,000.
那么，请我讲到。
And I was asked to speak.
我讲到的时候。
And I was preaching.
我照样讲这句话。
I said the same thing.
苏哈多要悔改。
苏哈多 need to repent.
印尼没有盼望。
Or there's no hope for Indonesia.
讲完了以后呢
？After that.
很多人发抖。
Many people are trembling.
最发抖的是谁呢
？Who trembled the highest?
是那一个得到许可、准至办这个聚会的一个将军。
It was the general that had the permit to have this gathering.
当这个天主教的教皇到印尼去的时候
，When the Pope went to Indonesia,
十万多人的球场都坐满人了。
A stadium of 100,000 was filled.
当教皇进场的时候
，When the Pope entered,
谁管理他的安全问题呢？
Who took care of his security?
就是这个将军。
It was this general.
这个将军主办这个聚会。
This general hosted this gathering.
他是苏哈多十多年的私人最重要保镖。
He was one of the most important bodyguard for 苏哈多。
想不到他很尊重我，听我讲到，讲到一半，我叫苏哈多悔改。
He didn't realize that I asked 苏哈多 to repent.
他静静的。
He was quiet.
那天晚上
，that evening，
他整个晚上不能睡觉。
He couldn't sleep the whole night long.
他是苏哈多的保镖。
He was the bodyguard of 苏哈多。
是将军。
A general.
是得到苏哈多许可才举办这个聚会。
With the permit of 苏哈多 we had a gathering.
又是很尊重唐崇荣。
A person who respected Stephen Tong.
想不到唐崇荣讲道叫苏哈多悔改。
But he didn't realize that I asked 苏哈多 to repent.
死了，死了。我第二天要得到什么命令
？What sort of command I will receive the second day？
指我的职呢
？Will I be fired？ 或者
把我这个把我带到总统府去讲什么话
？May I be summoned to the president？
整个晚上在那里
？And so the entire evening，
他是基督徒
，He was a Christian，
他从回教徒变成基督徒
，He was converted from Islam。
现在他遇到困难了
，Now he had problems。
祷告上帝
，He prayed。
那一个人后来到现在常常进食祷告。
Up to today, he fasts and prays very often.
他有时候一年会有十多次到我的教会做礼拜。
Sometimes he comes to my church many times a year.
还是很尊重我们的工作。
Again, he respected our ministry.
他的唐牧师啊。
He said, Reverend Tong.
我没有想到那一天你叫苏哈多悔改。
I never realized that you asked 苏哈多 to repent.
那我就不知道我以后前途怎么办。
I don't know what will happen to me.
只有罪人才需要悔改。
Only sinners need to repent.
那么等于说你是罪人。
In other words, you are saying he's a sinner.
怎么可以应付下去呢？
What would I do?
那我祷告的时候。
And I pray.
我清楚知道。
I knew clearly.
你在台上讲话。不是随便的。
I knew that you were solemn when you spoke.
你一定有圣灵引导才讲那些。
I believe the Holy Spirit guided you to say that.
两个月以后呢
？Two months later.
苏哈多还没有悔改。
苏哈多 had not repented.
最后怎么办呢
？In the end.
在这个升天节的时候
，In the day of ascension.
我对差不多两千人
，I spoke to 2,000 people.
耶稣基督升天对我们信仰的意义是什么
？What is the meaning of the ascension to us?
讲完道我坐下来。
After the sermon, I sat down.
有一张条子带到我那去。
I was given a note.
唐牧师，这个条子你看看。
Reverend Tong, look at this note.
我看的时候
，I read it.
只有一句话。
Only one sentence.
半个钟头以前，苏哈多宣布下台。
Half an hour ago, 苏哈多 declared that he would step down.
我再站起来。
I stood up again.
我是今天是基督升上去，苏哈多掉下去的日子。
I said today the Lord ascended and 苏哈多 descended.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
摩西不怕王怒。
Moses was not afraid of the king.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他的神比世界的王更大。
He knew that his God was
Amen.
than the kings of men.
你信吗？
Do you believe?
你真的信吗？
Do you truly believe?
在适当的时机，
at the right time,
你为主做见证吗？
You have to bear testimony for him.
这一百多年前，
a hundred years ago,
有两个大人物，
there were two great persons.
在维也纳的公园在他们讲话。
They were speaking in the Garden of Vienna.
一个是当代最大的德国文学家。
The first one was the greatest German philosopher.
另外一个是当代最大的德国音乐家。
Another one, the greatest German musician.
歌德跟贝多芬。
Goethe and Beethoven.
两个人在公园里面谈话。
Both of them were speaking in the garden.
可能那一天是假日。
Perhaps it was a holiday.
所以许多许多人在公园里面。
And lots of people were there.
突然间，所有的人跑到一边去了。
Suddenly, everybody started running.
相当嘈杂、繁复的声音。
And there were great commotion.
所以歌德就站起来。
And Goethe 站起来。
他看看到底什么事情发生。
Wanted to see what happened.
原来一辆很漂亮的王家里面的马车开来了。
There was a very beautiful chariot that passed by.
这个人都用这个金把它镶上去的。
It has spokes made of gold.
漂亮的不得了。
Very beautiful.
那些马是比所有的马更高更大的马匹。
Very beautiful horses were driving.
雄赳赳气昂的走过去了。
With great commotion, it passed by.
原来 Rudolf 王子坐在里面。
Prince Rudolf was in there.
百姓欢呼 ，Rudolf，Rudolf。
And the people were cheering for him.
所以贝多芬跟歌德讲话讲了一半就停下来。
And they had to stop their conversation.
后来，歌德说：“我去看看什么事情。
”And Goethe said, "Let me go look."
他说：“贝多芬。”
He said, "Beethoven."
王子来了。
The prince is here.
让我向他敬礼一下。
I want to show my respect.
所以他就到前面去。
And he went there.
因为歌德一来了。
Because Goethe went there,
其他百姓就让他先走了。
And the people gave way to him.
见到这个王太子的马车的时候，
when he saw the chariot of the crown prince,
他就很彬彬有礼的行一个鞠躬。
He bowed with great respect.
鞠躬完了以后呢，
after that,
鲁道夫王子也就下来跟他鞠躬。
And Prince Rudolf came down and
下车跟他鞠躬。
Came out of the chariot.
百姓都看这个大文学家到底有特别的特殊的地方。
And the people saw the greatness of Goethe.
Goethe 是 von Goethe. 以后呢，就王太子看见另外一个人坐在那边。
And the crown prince saw another person.
他注意看是贝多芬。
And he realized it was Beethoven.
结果他走过来。
And he walked towards him.
走到贝多面前的时候呢。
And he came before him.
这王子就对贝多芬鞠躬。
He showed respect to Beethoven.
贝多芬就站起来对他鞠躬。
And Beethoven bowed back.
也就王子上车走了。
And then the prince left.
大家都上去了。
And everybody else left.
歌德在跟彼得们谈话了。
And Goethe resumed their conversation.
他就对彼得们问一句话。
And he asked Beethoven.
为什么王子呢？你不去向他鞠躬
？Why did you not bow to the prince first?
后来变成他向你鞠躬呢
？And he had to bow to you first.
我去的时候孤孤单单一个人。
And I went there alone myself.
我先向他鞠躬。
I bowed to him first.
怎么变成他先向你鞠躬呢
？But he had to bow to you first.
你知道贝多芬讲什么话吗
？What did Beethoven say?
他说像 Rudolf 这样的人常常有。
There are many people like Rudolf.
我这种贝多芬这样的人很少有。
Very rare to have Beethoven.
他今天的荣耀。
The glory he has today.
不过是因为他凑巧生在王帝的家里。
Came about because he was born coincidentally a prince.
每一个时代都有人生在王帝的家里。
Every generation there are people like him.
我一定每一个时代有像我这样奋斗的人。
But every generation there may not be a person who struggles like me.
贝多芬是自己奋斗成功出来的。
I succeeded because of my own struggle.
不是生在王族家里。
I was not born into success.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神所呼召的人。
The people that God called.
应当看自己的地位高过世界的王族或秦那些人的地位。
Or to consider his own status as higher than all royalties.
摩西是这样的。
This was the case for Moses.
每一个基督徒应当有这样的觉悟。
All Christians need to understand.
我们像卡尔巴一样的。
Like Karl Barth.
当德国政府走错路的时候。
When the German government went the wrong way.
敢起来反对。
Boldly he stood up and opposed.
表达基督教的信仰。
To reflect the thinking process of the Christians.
德国政府发动第一次世界大战的时候。
When the German government started the First World War.
卡尔巴站起来。
Karl Barth stood up.
在宣言里面表示反对这个战争。
In a declaration he was against the war.
这是先知性的精神。
This is prophetic spirit.
从摩西。
From Moses.
一直到 Bonhoeffer.
Bill Bonhoeffer.
一直到 Karl Barth.
And Karl Barth.
所有真正为神工作的人。
Those who truly work for God.
都有一个很清楚的先知精神。先知精神。
Have a clear sense of prophet.
神高过所有的统治者。
That God is higher than all rulers.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
摩西以这样身份开始了。整个圣经写下来的历史。
with such a status, Moses started the history of
the Bible.
The entire Bible.
神的仆人,
the servant of God.
神的仆人, 都用他们的血, 用他们的泪, 用他们的牺牲,
all of them use their blood and their sacrifice to show that God is higher than all things.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
当神差遣摩西对法老王征战的时候,
when God sent Moses to have battle with the
Pharaoh,
it would be the most difficult thing to do.
不但用神迹,
not only did God use miracles
灾难,
and disaster to punish the Egyptians and punish
Pharaoh.
All sorts of plagues. When all the disasters
came,
Pharaoh responded and said, I will let the people go. But after the disasters
went,
he kept thinking about the cheap labor.
如果没有这些人,
who is going to build my grave?
谁可以代替这些人?
Who will take this place?
他说,
and he will say, no.
不能让
I cannot let the Israelites go.
如果他们去, 他们自己去, 孩子们跟妻子留在这里,
if they go, maybe they leave their wives and children.
因为他知道男人跑很久, 一定跑回家, 像孩子跟妻子。
He knows that the men will always return.
但是摩西对他说,
but Moses said,
耶和华如此说,
Lord Jehovah says,
让我的百姓去,
let my people go.
不是单单男的去,
not only the men,
连他的妻子, 孩子, 仆婢都要去,
plus the wife, the children, and servants.
西利王说, 不可以,
the king said no. When the ninth plague came,
他还不悔改,
he still did not repent.
上帝对摩西说,
and God said to Moses,
你要把这个月当作正月份,
treat this month as the first month.
这个很奇怪的一句话,
a strange sentence.
这一个月变成正月份,
and now the calendar will start.
这一个月里面, 你要预备七天,
you've got to prepare 7 days in this month.
月节,
and observe the Passover.
吃五教饼,
and have bread with no yeast.
你要杀羔羊,
and kill a lamb.
我要救以色列离开埃及,
I will deliver the Israelites.
主啊, 这么困难, 怎么一下子就可以这样决定了吗?
How can we solve this problem, O Lord, so simply?
我要信都来不及信的,
I can't even believe in this.
我们等了430年,
we have waited 430 years.
就这个月,
this month,
430年,
after 430 years,
现在真的解救来了吗?
Is the salvation here?
上帝说,
God said,
你把这个月变成一年的,
treat this month as the first month of the new calendar. The first month. A new beginning. I will deliver the Israelites. I will accomplish this. When God heard the wailing of the Israelites, he remembered the covenant he had with their ancestors. God said, I saw the problems of my people.
我有下来,
I will come.
我有拯救他们,
and deliver them.
所以耶和华对摩西说,
Jehovah God said to Moses,
你在某一天,
on a certain day this month,
叫以色列家每一个家都要杀羊,
tell all the families of the Israelites to kill a lamb.
杀羊,
kill them.
取一只羔羊来,
to take a lamb,
把它杀死,
and kill it.
当天把它烤了,
that day you have to roast it.
你们把它吃了,
and eat,
不可留到早上,
and not leave it for tomorrow.
你们关着你们的门,
close your door,
你们吃逾越节羔羊的肉,
and partake of the meat of the lamb of Passover.
不但如此呢,
not only that,
如果你要杀的羊,
if the lamb you are about to kill,
是山羊是绵羊,
it can be a goat or a sheep.
但是有几个条件,
but there are a few things.
第一,
firstly,
要公的,
must be a male.
第二, 要出生的,
a newborn,
这个, 这个投胎的,
the first one.
第三,
thirdly,
要一岁的,
has to be a year old.
第四, 要没有残疾的,
and without defects.
那摩西都把它记载下来,
and Moses recorded all this.
你要杀一只羊,
kill a lamb.
每一个家长都要负责这个事情,
every head of household must be responsible.
这个是神所吩咐的事情,
this is the command of God.
每一家每一户,
every family
都要取一只羊,
will have a lamb.
这里我就很多的思想了,
I have a lot of thoughts about this.
上帝这样的要求是不是适当的?
Is this an appropriate demand of God?
一只羊是很贵的,
a land would be expensive.
啊, 这些人是奴隶,
these people were slaves.
他们是没有工价的,
they had no wages.
奴隶做什么呢?
What does the slaves do?
做苦工,
they work hard.
做了苦工以后怎么样呢?
After that,
得到饭吃,
they have food.
吃了以后怎么样呢?
After food,
饱了可以再做苦工,
you have to work again.
做苦工以后怎么样呢?
After that,
给他吃了饱饱, 使他可以再有力量做苦工,
they will be fed again to work further.
一生只有被利用的价值。
The entire life they have been made use of.
他可以坐在路过的旁边,
they can sit beside
him. 尽量吃得饱,
and still and keep eating.
吃得饱,他有体力,
the purpose was to
他有体力, 他有被奴役的这个价值,
that they may be strong and continue to be slaves.
这些人, 除了奴役, 吃得饱以外, 有什么钱买一只羊呢?
Where would they find the money to buy a goat?
我相信他们家里也没有什么产业, 就有一些, 就养一些羊, 因为羊会生羊子, 羊孙一大堆。
I think that those of, they must be very poor, but some people would have kept some goats.
所以你要取一只羊出来,
so take a goat,
是公的,
a male one,
是头生的,
firstborn,
是一岁的,
one year old,
是没有残疾的,
without defect.
如果你们一家吃不完这个羊肉,
if a family cannot finish this,
两家三家合起来一同分享是可以的,
combined with a few families,
每一个家长都要做这个事情,
but every head of household has to do,
宰一只羊,
to kill this lamb,
然后呢,
and then
接下去, 把他的血涂在门框的上面,
take the blood and sprinkle it upon the door borders,
把他们肉烤了才吃,
and roast the meat.
你不可以用水煮,
do not cook it in water.
你一定要用火把它烤了,
you have to roast it.
然后你要吃它,
and eat of it.
第二天早上,
the second day,
不要留下什么东西,
do not keep it.
这些话都记载下来了,
all these things were recorded.
但如此呢,
not only that,
你要关住你的门,
close your door,
不准有一个人出去,
do not let anyone leave.
关住门, 在门里面守逾越节,
and observe the Passover within the house.
当你吃这个羊肉的时候,
when you eat of this lamb,
穿着整套的,
you have to wear your clothing,
你要束腰带吃,
and have a belt,
你要穿着鞋子吃,
with your sandals.
我很奇怪的,
this looks strange.
我一大堆奇怪的事情,
a lot of strange things.
摩西到底来得及不来得及把这样的通告告诉200万人呢?
Would Moses have enough time to give this notice to 2 million people?
当时, 没有 New Straits Times,
there are no New Straits Times at that time.
可以给他登广告, 没有新州日报广告,
no newspaper.
当时没有新加坡广播电台,
there are no broadcasting stations.
当时没有 email 电脑,
or email.
当时没有这些现代的资讯的工具,
all these IT tools.
摩西怎样把神的旨意带到200万的以色列中,
how would Moses spread this news?
第二样,
secondly,
这200万的人为什么要听他一个人吩咐要做这么大的牺牲?
Why would the 2 million people listen to him in the first place?
这些都是我不明白的事情,
these are curious things to me.
第三,
thirdly,
为什么要把血涂在门的上面?
Why is there need to put the blood on the side of the door?
为什么吃的时候要穿全副金装, 要穿腰带, 要穿鞋子呢?
Why is there a need to dress up when you eat?
你说如果许牧师的孩子结婚请我去, 我就好好穿衣服去吃, 在家里, 可以, 腰带丢来吃也可以的。
In the home it seems that you should be at ease.
为什么这样吩咐呢?
Why is there such an order?
这里有一大堆的问题要你去思想。
Many questions for you.
为什么不可以用水煮这羊呢?
Why is the lamb not cooked in water?
不是用油煎,
why not boil?
不是 fried,
why not fried?
不是 cook like water,
why not cook by water?
而是 bake, 把它烤起来,
but roast.
为什么呢?
Why?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这里面都有树林的意义, 有树林的价值要我们的思想。
There are spiritual value and meaning in this.
这样代表耶稣基督是逾越节的羔羊。
The lamb represents Jesus as the lamb of the Passover.
逾越节的羔羊代表上帝儿子到世界上为我们死。
The lamb represented the Son of God dying for us.
就是使徒约翰所讲的, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
就是使徒约翰说看啊上帝的羔羊除去世人罪孽。这羔羊是公的不是母的。 It's a male lamb.
因为 a son is given.
因为儿子将被给我们,
a baby is born,
一个婴孩将被我们诞生,
a child is given to us,
一个孩子为我们而生,
耶稣生成男的,
Jesus was born male,
不但如此,
not only that,
为什么是这个无瑕疵的,
without defects,
因为耶稣基督是没有罪胜过试探无瑕疵无玷污的大祭司,
Jesus was the great high priest without any defects, was sinless.
为什么他是无残疾的呢?
Why not any defects?
因为耶稣基督胜过了所有的试探。
Jesus was victorious over all temptations.
为什么是一岁呢?
Why 1 year old?
为什么一岁呢?
Why 1 year old?
因为羊一岁的时候,
when a lamb is 1 year old,
一生中间最健康的时候,
it is at the pinnacle of its existence.
整个身体最健壮的时候被杀来代替。
It is slaughtered at the height of his health.
所以人一生在33岁的时候是最健康的一段时间。
Just as a man is the healthiest at 33.
一个人二十多岁的时候还很难适应某一些的疾病。
When a person is in his 20s, he can't get used to something.
某一些水土,
or some diseases.
到了他33岁的时候,
but when he is 33,
他里面的抗体足够了。
All the antibodies will be there.
他适应已经完成了,
and he had adaptation.
他的肌肉骨骼完全到了最健壮的时候,
the entire body is at his physical best.
耶稣基督就在33岁的时候为我们钉十字架的。
Jesus was crucified at 33.
为什么不可以用水煮呢?
Why not cook in water?
为什么用火烤呢?
Why roasted in fire?
耶稣基督代替我们受了第一的刑罚。
Because Jesus took the punishment of hell for us.
这些里面都预备我们明白神的救恩怎样领导我们。
All these prepare us to understand the salvation of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
摩西到底用几封信叫多少人去做邮差我不知道。
I do not know how Moses, how many mailmen he had.
事实告诉我们。
But the fact is,
古代的信息,
the way they transfer messages
传得很精准, 很周细的,
was very accurate in the past.
今天世界花了多少钱做广告, 盼望消息普传, 常常没有办法做到。
But today we spend a lot of money to spread the news in advertisement and we cannot achieve it.
以色列人都遵行上帝的吩咐。
The Israelites were obedient to the order of God.
他们杀了羊,
they killed the lamb.
他们涂了门,
and they put the blood on the
doorpost.
And closed it.
他们不再出去,
and they did not leave the place.
他们穿好衣服,
they wore their clothing.
束上腰带,
with their belt.
他们穿上鞋子,
with their sandals.
吃烤了的羊肉,
and take off the roasted lamb.
他们那一天规规矩矩在家里守逾越节。
That day they observed the Passover.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
就在那一个晚上,
that very evening,
上帝的使者从天降下,
the angel of God came,
来到埃及全地,
to the land of Egypt.
看, 凡是门上没有血的记号,
whenever the door does not have a lamb,
进去杀死里面的长子,
he will go in and strike the first
长子,
one.
长子，长子，长子，全国每一家埃及人的长子都那天都死了。
Every firstborn of every Egyptian family were dead.
当他们看见有血的门的时候,
when the angels saw the blood on the door,
他们就 pass over.
They will pass over.
这个叫做 Passover.
This is what it means.
这是逾越节的意思。
The meaning of Passover.
越过了,
he passed over.
跳过了,
move out of it.
不去伤害里面的,
and not enter to slaughter.
这些人明白上帝的救恩,
these people understood the salvation of God.
这些人顺服上帝的命令,
they were obedient to his commandments.
带食的羔羊为他们赎罪,
there was a sacrificial lamb for them.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
为什么他们要穿着衣服呢?
Why were they all dressed up?
为什么他们要穿着鞋子呢?
With sandals.
为什么他们要束紧他们的腰呢?
And belt.
束腰就不会吃太饱, 对不对呢?
With a belt, you won't eat too much.
我们很多人吃到很好吃的时候, 一个洞一个洞松开来。
When we are well fed, we loosen our belt.
为什么还没有吃就把腰束起来?
Before you eat, you tighten the belt. This was the command of God. Israelites,
你吃完了以后,
after you eat,
就要走了,
you will have to leave.
你不能再等了,
you cannot wait.
你得是这一天,
today,
羊为你死,
the lamb will die.
是这一天,
today,
你得到释放,
you will be released.
这一天,
today,
你就要走出埃及,
you will leave Egypt.
这些都是属灵的教训,
all these are spiritual lessons.
我们许多时候要得救不愿你走天路,
we want salvation without walking on the path.
因为我们得救以后, 我们的衣服全部不预备,
after salvation, we do not prepare ourselves. We just eat.
我们只赤脚的, 赤着脚,
or we are barefooted.
Barefooted.
We cannot walk in a new way.
上帝说,
God said,
make this month the first month of the year.
这将成为你的正月,
this is a new starting of your life.
这是你人生的新起点,
from this day on,
从今天开始,
you do not return to your old place.
你不再要转回,
you go forward.
你向前走,
walk in my will.
走在我的旨意底下,
guide you into my promised land.
我将领导你进入应许之地,
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
最后一件事做的是什么呢?
The last thing they did,
就埃及人大声哀哭,
the Egyptians wailed loudly.
全国哀痛,
the entire nation was
wailing.
Every family was struck.
那一天是埃及的丧日,
that was the day of mourning for the Egyptians.
那一天是以色列人释放的日子,
but the day of deliverance.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
以色列家没有一个人的长子死,
none of the Israelites firstborn was struck.
因为羔羊的宝血拯救了他,
the blood of the Lamb saved them.
他们出去以前,
before they left,
他们对埃及人要一件事情,
they wanted something for the Egyptians.
把金银拿出来,
give us your gold and silver.
因为我要走了,
I'm going to leave.
这件事很奇怪的,
this is curious.
他们讲埃及人说金银的时候,
when they asked for gold and silver,
以色列整个民族变成乞丐了吗?
Does that mean that they were begging?
为什么以色列民族要向埃及人要钱呢?
Why did they ask for money?
走就走还要要钱才走,
why did they ask for money before they leave?
到底意表什么呢?
What does this mean?
他们圣经说,
the Bible says,
埃及人就把金银给他们,
Egyptians gave them all the gold and silver they wanted.
是主动的吗?
Was it voluntary?
不是,
no.
是被动的吗?
Was it passive?
是,
yes it was.
为什么被动呢?
What sort of passive?
如果不给他第二个第三个第四个孩子一个一个死, 怎么办呢?
If they don't give the children, other children will die.
等于对他说, 去吧, 快去吧,
in other words, take the money and go.
我的孩子死了一个, 够了, 一边哭一边把金都拿出去了,
and they give them the gold to prevent another
child from dying. 我从前一辈子的黄金 就是给大孩子结婚用的, 现在他都死了, 拿去吧,
I prepared this gold for my elder son's marriage, now he's dead, take it.
他的圣经说什么?
The Bible says,
以色列人就从埃及人手中夺了他们的金银,
the Israelites looted the Egyptians.
其实不是夺,
it is not a looting,
他要,
they want
他们给,
again,
是甘愿的。Voluntary. 为什么后来讲做这个字呢?
But the word loot was used.
我思想这一节圣经三句话前后的关系,
I think about the relationship between all these words.
我感到非常有兴趣,
I'm curious about it.
为什么呢? 因为430年来,
in 430 years,
他们把以色列的价值拿去了, 没有把价钱拿出来,
the Egyptians took from the Israelites without repaying them.
这个世界是价值跟价钱 很不相等的一个世界,
and this is a world that has no harmony between the price and the value.
我们要价值,
we want value.
我们不付价钱,
but we are not willing to pay the price.
一年过一年,
and year by year,
430年,
for 430 years,
满足的那一天,
on the day it is up,
上帝说, 以色列人出去,
God said, Israelites leave,
旷野侍奉永生的上帝,
and serve eternal God in the wilderness.
那么埃及人对以色列人亏欠怎么解决呢?
What about the things that the Egyptians owe them?
430人被这样欺压,被这样奴役, 这个价钱的问题怎么解决?
How do we solve the problem of the price for 430 years?
上帝是公义的上,
God is a righteous God.
他把这个价钱要归给埃及,归给以色列,
and he wanted the Egyptians to pay the price.
所以以色列人说, 给我金银,
Israelites asked for gold and silver,
他们一定要拿出来,
and they will pick it out.
神就这样赐福给以色列人,
and the Lord blessed the Israelites that way.
为什么后面一段圣经说, 以色列人就从埃及人中间剥了他们的银器金银呢?
And the Bible says they plundered the Egyptians.
岂不是刚才说整个民族做乞丐了吗?
Does that not mean that they were begging?
现在岂不是又整个民族做强盗了吗?
But now they seem to be robbing.
不是的,
no.
他的作为, 是落回了他应当得的,
they planted what was theirs in the first place.
在马克思的思想里面,
in the thoughts of Karl Marx,
共产主义的理论里面,
in the concept of the communists,
有一句话叫做剩余价值,
there is something that talks about greater than value.
这个可见的他没有读过马克思, 这个共产主义叫surplus value.
Surplus value.
什么叫surplus value呢? 当资本家利用女人利用孩童做工的时候,
when the capitalists use the children and women to work,
他可以得到很廉价的劳工,
they have cheap labor,
来帮助他赚更多的钱,
so that they can make more money.
这些的劳工所应当得的价钱没有归到这些劳工身上。
They are not paid what they were deserving.
这样就有剩余的价值在里面。
And so there's surplus value.
所以共产党宣言。
In the Communist Manifesto,
1848年宣布出来的时候
，In 1848,
马克思跟恩格斯先签字的。
Karl Marx and Hegel wrote it first.
跟 Karl Marx and 这个恩格斯 Engels 他们这两个人签的字。
And、both of them signed on it.
相信是历史中间最煽动性的一篇文章。
A very provocative piece of manifesto.
劳工们呐、啊、
，Laborers of the world,
你们所有的产业就是你们的体力。
All you have is your physical strength.
资本主义者把你们的体力剥削了。
And the capitalists have exploited that.
他们所给你的不过是养活你，使你继续把体力再贡献给他。
What they have given to you will just keep you alive so that you continue working for them.
所以你是变成他们发财的机器。
You have become a machine to help them get rich.
起来吧
，Arise!
全世界的工人。
Workers of the world,
抵挡这些资本家
and fight against the capitalists,
争取你们应当有的权利
and get back your rights.
你们什么都不会损失
you will not lose anything.
你争斗的结果
at the end of your struggle,
只会损失你的锁链
your chains will be delivered.
You have nothing to lose but your chain.
除了你的锁链以外，你毫无损失。
这种煽动性的力量大得不得了。
This great prophetic strength.
不到100年里面。
Within 100 years,
全世界有三分之一的人口在共产主义的统治下面。
A third of the population of the world became communist.
而事实证明
，But the facts show us,
共产主义统治下的百姓
，Those people who are ruled under communism,
他们劳苦的情形比许多资本主义制度下面的劳工更痛苦。
They had to work a lot harder and suffer a lot more than the capitalist society.
换汤不换药
，Nothing has changed.
过而无不及。
And it is worse than before.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
真正的释放
The real deliverance
不是马克思
It's not from Karl Marx.
接受马克思经济制度的社会一定经济破产
The society that follows the communist or Marxist economic model will go bankrupt.
神的拯救不是如此
This is not the case for salvation of God.
以色列人出来
When God said Israelites leave,
我的救赎是用羔羊代替的
My salvation comes from the Lamb.
我的公义使你得回了你应当得的剩余价值。
But my righteousness enable you to get back your surplus value.
所以你要的他给你。
Whatever you want, they will give you.
其实你是夺回了你应当得的。
You are just receiving what you ought to have.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
有一次我听苏卡诺演讲的时候。
Once I was listening to Sukarno speaking,
一段话非常有原创性的事情。
There was an original thought in his sentence.
我又佩服又感动。
I was respectful of him and moved by him.
印度尼西亚的人民，你要揪到你何等自尊。
He said that Indonesians ought to understand your own honor.
你不要自卑。
Do not feel inferior.
不要自己轻看自己。
Do not look down on yourself.
我们的独立跟所有其他的国家的独立不一样。
Our independence was different from all other independence.
印度的独立是英国赐给他的。
The independence of India came about
from the British. 马来西亚的独立是英国赐给他的。
The independence of Malaysia came from the British.
非洲许多地方的独立是法国赐给他的。
Many African nations came from the French.
我们的独立不是荷兰赐给我们的。
Our independence did not came from the Dutch.
我们的独立是我们把他们手中我们应当有的抢回来的。
We are independent because we took back our independence.
我不需要帝国主义把独立赐给我。
I need not have the imperialist giving me back my sovereignty.
独立不是他有权柄赐给我的。
Because independence is not something for them to give.
我自己把它夺回来了。
I took it back myself.
那就是出埃及记十二章里面那句话的意思。
This is what Exodus 12 says.
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
他救赎了我们。
He has delivered us.
公义的事情照样要做他应当做的事情。
In his righteousness, he will fulfill his will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
自从逾越节那一天以后
，From Passover onwards,
以色列人绝对不回到埃及做苦工。
The Israelites never returned back to Egypt to work.
自从出埃及的那一天
，Since the Exodus,
以色列人绝对不会像法老王那样走一条灭亡的道路。
The Israelites never followed the pathway of destruction of the Pharaoh anymore.
从这一天开始。
From that month onwards,
你们要侍奉永生的上帝。
You will serve eternal God.
所以你吃逾越节的肉的时候
，When you eat of the Passover meat, you have to be dressed.
要束腰。
have a belt.
你要穿鞋
wear your sandals.
因为你吃完了就要走了
you will leave after you eat.
从今天开始
from today onwards.
不再服侍法老
you no longer serve the Pharaoh.
就是永生的上帝
you serve eternal God.
感谢上帝
thanks be to God.
请问今天晚上
this evening,
你是不是已经释放了
Have you been delivered?
你是不是脱离了法老？
Have you left the Pharaoh?
你是不是从罪的中间得到拯救？
Have you been delivered from sin?
你不是吃了基督的肉，喝了他的血？
Have you partaken of his meat and his blood?
耶稣说，你吃我的肉，喝我的血，就永生在你里面。
Jesus said, if you partake of my meat and my blood, you will have eternity.
永远不死。
And will not die.
耶稣基督说，
Jesus Christ said,
不喝我的血，不吃我的肉的人。永生在他的里面。
Those who do not drink of my blood and eat of my body does not have eternal life.
领受基督的生命以后
，When we receive His life，
请问你已经穿上了你的服装吗
？Are you dressed？
你已经束了腰吗
？Have you have your belt on？
你已经穿上了鞋吗
？All your sandals。
你开始走天路吗
？Are you moving along the pathway to heaven？
有些基督徒得救以后十年里面没有侍奉上帝。
Many Christians after salvation will not serve God for 10 years.
有一些基督徒得救那一天开始就开始见证福音。
But many Christians from the very day of salvation bore testimony to the gospel.
这是圣经的要求。
This is the demand of the Bible.
以色列出埃及的时候，神给他命令。
The commandment that the Israelites received in the Exodus.
请问你怎么样
？What about you?
愿主赐福给我。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们大家。